Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Can't believe we're this close to St. Patrick's Day. Lieutenant Nick Godwin with us from the Port Huron Police Department. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
It's coming up quick, isn't it?
Sure is, right around the corner.
Yeah, absolutely. What's your take on pub crawl? Do you look forward to it? Do you not look forward to it?
Probably mixed emotions.
Yeah.
It can be a great event. We've had some really good, calm, well-attended events in the past, and then we've had the flip side where they just get out of control and rowdy. A lot of that's weather-dependent, can be, but it's not for sure. So it can be a great event for the participants, can be a great event for the community and the businesses in town. So that's what we're hoping for, and that's what we want. We have seen the other, and so unfortunately, more of us will be out there and ready to handle any potential problems. But we don't want to be very busy. We want everybody to have a good time, enjoy themselves, and go home safely and get ready for the next year.
Remember talking with Doug Decker years ago about what he loves to see is Sunday morning, lots of cars still downtown, because that means that people made a plan. They drove to pub crawl. They did not drive home from pub crawl if they weren't able to do so.
And that should be everybody's plan. Don't even plan on if not, maybe we'll see how it goes, because you're not always making the best decisions at that time. So just make a plan. If you drive down, great, park it, have a ride share, a plan, somebody to pick you up, get home safely, and don't chance it.
Yeah, absolutely. Take a look at the weather, see what we expect. We know we're going to get some snow on Friday. I think Saturday's still going to be cold, though. And if you're out going from place to place, you're going to want to dress for the weather.
Yeah, it's kind of a difficult thing to do, you know, whether you're dressing some layers that you can take off once you get inside because it warms up. But have hat, gloves, all those good things, the right foot attire for how things shake out Friday into Saturday. But, yeah, I did see it was supposed to be a high of 30, so it won't be any too warm and cloudy, but don't just go out in a t-shirt and make that your plan for the day.
Pace yourself. It's a marathon, not a sprint, right? And you want to have some nourishment along the way too. A wise man once told me, make sure that you eat if you're going to be drinking all day.
Eat and drink water. Yeah. You know, both those things go hand in hand. Don't just plan on drinking beer or other libations throughout the evening and day. Mix it in. And definitely get a bite to eat here and there. You don't want to be on an empty stomach and have your body trying to process all the other stuff. So take that old adage to heart.
One of the really important things with an event like this is if you're out with a group, whether it's a large group or a small group, look out for one another. Use the buddy system. Make sure that you stay with your group. Make sure that you keep an eye on the people in your group, right?
Right. Everybody looking out for each other, it's a lot easier than one going off by themselves. If you have to go off or, you know, visit another group, or let somebody know, and definitely have a plan and who you're going to be with. And so if you're going to be going and getting on a bus to go to another place, make sure you got your whole group with you. Don't leave somebody behind and them trying to track you down. Now, in the days of cell phones, it's much easier to find each other, but cell phones can die and other things. So stay with your group. And have a charged cell phone. Those little pocket battery backup chargers are a great extra if you're taking a lot of pictures and burning through that battery and making lots of phone calls and texts or whatever else people do now on social media.
Right.
Have that backup battery so you can make that phone call if you need to get stranded, need that ride home, or there is an emergency. You don't want to have a dead battery and not be able to get that call to us to come. And it might be to help somebody else that you see having an emergency.
Yep.
We want to be able to get there quickly. So
yeah, it's all about being prepared. Be kind to your servers and your wait staff and bartenders and wait staff. Be kind to your patrons. It's a day that everybody's going to have to use a little bit of extra patience and kindness, isn't it?
It sure is. And people can get worked up. Both the bartending staff can be frustrated with the sheer volume and the long day, but also the customers have a big impact on that. And so if you can be kind to the wait staff, be patient. They're trying to get you what you want, but there are a lot of people there, and they're doing the best they can. So show a little respect to each other, and it'll go a long way to quell any problems.
Yeah, absolutely. If you do see things get out of hand, it's okay to call the police, right?
100%. That's what we're here for. We've got extra officers and troopers on patrol to make sure that there aren't any major problems, and we want to quell them early. We don't want them building and building and building, and all of a sudden it's out of control, and we have some people that may be seriously hurt or otherwise, and then we don't want that. So call us. We'll come out, try to mediate if there's a problem, but kind of goes back to that respect thing. Respect the other patrons, too. You know, nobody looks to go out for a fight, I don't think, on this day, so don't let it get out of hand. Apologize if you bump into somebody or whatever, and don't take it personally. Just brush it off and enjoy yourself and be about your day.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everybody is out for a good time at Pub Crawl. You just don't know what somebody else's agenda is or what they've had going on. You bump shoulders, and it could be the tipping point for somebody.
Right, and be the bigger person and just, yeah. Hey, I'm real sorry, my fault, and move on. That's all it takes. Don't one up the other, that's for sure.
You Irish at all?
I probably have some back in there. I'm kind of a mutt.
Everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's.
Everybody's so. Irish.
And by the way, I mentioned this off the air. You guys get to turn around and do this all again next Friday. It's not any kind of a sanctioned pub crawl, but next Friday is St. Patrick's Day itself.
Day, right?
And so, it's a Friday, so.
So I'm Pub Crawl. If you see somebody not wearing green, no pinching. Definitely no punching.
Right.
Because I won't be wearing green.
Good point.
I'm not allowed to. And neither the other officers.
That's
so,
right.
Have a great time. Enjoy yourself. And be respectful to everybody. And have a great Sunday morning at home.
All right. Sounds good. Aaron Gobra. Thank you very much, Nick. Appreciate it. Nick Godwin with Port Huron Police Department on WPHM.